Now, live from the Voice of America's global headquarters in Washington. This is VOA World News at this hour. French voters have chosen Emmanuel Macron as their new president. In so doing, they rejected the anti-EU, anti-immigrant policies of National Front candidate Marine Le Pen. Macron appears to have won 65% support compared to Le Pen's 35%. He is a former banker and economy minister. At 39, he becomes France's youngest president. Voter turnout was less than expected, attributed to voter disgust and anger. But many voters braved the rain in Paris and turned out steadily throughout the day.
I did vote for Mr. Macron. And for two reasons. The first one, I think, is a very positive change for the France. It's a new candidate, and he's really shifting the political game in France. And then the second reason is I don't want Marine Le Pen to be president.
82 Chibok schoolgirls freed by Boko Haram extremists arrive Sunday in Abuja, the Nigerian capital, to be reunited with their families after they get medical checkups. Buki Shoni Bari is one of the founders of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign.
We look at how long we've stayed and waited. It's been 3 years, 3 weeks, and 1 day since we've been waiting. So far, within that period, we've had 24 of our girls returned. Now having 82 actually come back at once, it is a very big deal.
The girls were released Saturday. They were among the 276 girls kidnapped in 2014 from a government-run secondary school in the town of Chibok near Nigeria's borders. You're listening to World News from the Voice of America.